Okay, so we're holding another run in Dalavim Beis towards the top of the page. So this is Shmuel's din that the Mishnah says, and the Mishnah says, it's only valid if he also says Shani Yocholach or Shani Tayamach. The Kulans that the round the Hainu Madrani with Freshani Rifukani, those three cases, the Masis and Achiyomer, so you say the last two phrases as well. Remember, the Masis and Chadakhtani, it's not five cases, separate cases. It's one case that Mishani Yochol, Amudrani with Freshani Koi. The phrases of Mishani Yocholach or Shani Tayamach are going back to complete Mudrani with Freshani. So right now the Ran is learning that the Gemara is assuming Mudrani Mimchua Sitzer could mean that I'm just not gonna
good morning, Jonathan.
I won't talk to you, I'm like I'm staying away from you. The type of that's Mechlal, not a language of a netter at all. It's not even a Yad Shein Mechiach, it's nothing. We will modify our view of that as we go along in the sugya. But right now, so to make a netter, a person has to say the netter. It's not enough to think it. The person has to say it. So we had a yad. So yad is a person is saying a partial language, but he's holding on to the, as like the handle of a pot. He's holding on to it. So this is the equivalent of holding on to it. So we can have theoretically four madrigas of language. You have the full language, which everything is clear, spelled out, etc. Then you have a yad, it's a partial language, but it's a mechiyach, it's very clear exactly what you mean. You have a yad she'en a mechiyach, but you have a yad which it's not clear exactly what you mean. But you're calling it a yad, which means in some way it does indicate that you're doing something. And then there's what we're going to call, it's not even a yad at all. It's nothing. It doesn't meet the criteria of being a yad. So the Ran is assuming right now that the Gemara is assuming that without Shani Yocholach or Shani Tayamloch, Mudrani Mimchloch, like the Gemara says, which could mean, I'm not going to talk to you. It's not a language of a netter at all. It's not even a netter. It's not even a yad. Okay, so the more Brother may say, the Brisa says it says the word Oster twice. It says Mudrani Mufrashani Mufukani Oster Shani Yocholach Shani Tayamloch Oster. So it clearly it's two different cases. Bishamah Mastisim Lekashia Leid the Shemol. Zot around the Kiman the Loi Tony Bo Elachad Yisur. It says the word Isser at the after saying all five things. It says the word Isser. He can remember the same Purusha of the Reisha, so we can understand the last two are explaining the first three. Al Brais the Tani Oser. It says the word Oser twice. Ma'ash Vilei the Mili Tani. It's two different cases. The Loi Lema Oser Ad Seifa. If it's like Shmuel is saying, it would say wouldn't say Oser in the middle because that's not true. Just Mudrani Mimcha by itself is not Oser. So it says these three cases are Osir. When you say Shani Yolach Alach Shani Taimloch, Shemach Yishach Misi Osir Bem Sedvar. So saying Osir after the first three phrases it makes sense. Come on, Parach in Cain's Osir the Sefer Lomali. So that's true. It says this, and this are Osir. If you say X, or you say Y. Why do you say Osir again at the end? The truth is at the Ran. The truth is, but then the Lichshi lay Hachi Miyad. It could ask that right question right away. Oh, the deep minute, Machshi lay the Fum Sor the Machshi. But the Morris says before we get to that, there's another Brisa which. That won't work because it says Shani Yocholach or Shani Tayamloch first, and then it says Mudrani Mufreshani Mukhani, and it says Osir after both of them. It's not a continuation of the previous Brisa. The Kain Havel of the Memer, Vokhtani Sefer. It's a different Brisa. Mujrani raise the osur. Now, Zatman Valekal Mamer, don't answer like you said in the first Braisa, the Sefer Purusha the Resha. Works. So the Sefer is not coming to modify the Resha in this Braisa, that it's only valid if you say Mujrani Mamakal. That's not true. Tony Hachu Kor Omar. Clemmer, Kamashal Alvagav the Kor Omar, Majrani Mumcha, Sarah Clemmer Shani Yachulok, the Loi, Loi Mitzu. So, Shani Yachulok works by itself. But we're saying Shani Yachulok is required even though you already said Majrani Mumcha. Yachi Hana Resha. Well, Resha Mamash Kamar doesn't mean the Resha really, because it's Turban Prices. Since it brought the first brisa first, then it brought the other brisa first. Karle Resha Klemer Rishana. Over here, it's not saying the Resha of this brisa. It doesn't mean the Resha, but it means the first one. Okay, so that's the language issue. What's the question? Iyar Bishlama the Mandrami Milchud Oser. If you tell me Mujrani by itself works, Shani Haitana Menachem Mujrani B'Seva Keheched Ol Niti Lememer the Chalak Ketani, the Mormor Ketani. The Tana, the second Brisa changed the order. What was motivating to do that? See, if you tell me Mujrani Mimcha works by itself, the motivation is specifically to do it not like the first Brisa, in order that that should be clear that Mujrani Mimcha does not require Shani Yechalach. The previous Tana was not worried about the mistake, but the Tana is worried about the mistake. If you tell me that this Braisa is the same as the previous Braisa, it's not telling me anything new. It's not telling me that Mujrani Mimcha works by itself. And Mujrani Mimcha requires Shani Yechalach. So then the arrangement of the first Braisa is much better. So the Morris question is, this is the same thing as the Resha means, so let's think this through. If it's different, it's telling me that it works by itself, I understand why I read it this way. If it's telling me the same halacha, then it should have said it the same way as the first Braisa. Void also lomali misti. Kamer also the same for the kashuli. Why is it also a second time? You explain how why it says also in the middle of the Braisa. Mujrani Mimcha works only if you add a Shani Yechalach. So the Osir in the middle, it makes sense. Why is there Osir again at the Sefer of the Braisa? We're asking on the Braisa. The Braisa said Mujrani Mimcha, Mujrani Mimcha, Mujrani Mimcha, Osir. Shani Yechalach, Shani Tayemlach, Osir. That's the Braisa said. We explain the Braisa meant, according to Shmuel, Mujrani Mimcha, Mujrani Mimcha, Mujrani Mimcha, Osir, and B'mad Amar Morim, that you said Shani Yechalach, Shani Tayemlach. That's what the Braisa should end. It shouldn't say Osir again at the end. It says Osir a second time in the Braisa. Mujrani Mimcha is Osir, as long as you say Shani Yechalach. You don't repeat, and it's Osir, you already told me it's Osir. So the second Osir is extra. Ella, back in the Gemara, holding three lines from the bottom. Ella Mishmuel. Total revamp. The issue is not that Mujrani Mimcha doesn't work by itself. Mujrani Mimcha works by itself, like you see from the Braises. So what was Shmuel saying that it requires Shani Yechalach, Shani Tayemlach? The Mishnah seems to indicate that only one person is Osir. Time of Omer Shani Yechalach, Shani Tayemlach. That's the situation. Who the Osir Rechaber Mutter? That's when he is Osir, another person is Mutter. Abu Omer Mujrani Hameich, the Chudei Mujrani Mimcha, the Chudei. So now we're dealing with a totally different point. The Braisa is clearly in the cave of saying the word Osir twice, that it's merely, merely Ketani. You don't need Shani Tayamlach, but Majan Mukhah is that I have been removed from you. That can mean that I can't get from you. It could also mean that you can't get from me. Majan Mukhah means I am totally distant from you. It's a two-way street. Shani Oichaloch means that I should not eat. That's putting the Isser on him and not affecting, does not affect the other person from eating. So I can't. I'm mutter from you in what way? That Shani Oichaloch, that I can't eat from you. Oh, so then you're also another person is mutter. So that's what Shmuel is saying. But if a person would just say Mujadim Mimchah, both people would be Isser. So you're asking a fascinating question. Remember, Neder is rooted in the concept of hektish. And when I I make something hektish, it's now prohibited to the whole world. So since Neder is on the item, it's on the chefso. I could put an isser on it. It has to be mine. I can't make somebody else's items usser. I can't make somebody else's items hektish. I can't make them usser either. But my item, I can make usser to the whole world. The chiddush over here is all the way around. That I can come along and say, I'm going to make your items usser on me. If I make a shoe I won't eat, fine, I made a shoe I won't eat. But I'm not. But the chiddush of Neder is I'm making your item usser. How do I make your item usser? I have the power, it's not my item. But vis-a-vis myself, I have ability to make your item usser. That's the chiddush. Correct. Right.
It's a transfer of ownership. So unless you yourself come up somebody else's step, but we're saying both directions. So what's the other direction?
If he says Mujadim Mimchah, what he's saying is that I'm going to be distanced from you in the sense of Neder, which means that A, I cannot get any, you cannot get any benefit from all my things, because that's, I'm being separated from you. All of my things have to be remained separate from you, and I will not get any benefit from you either. So I'm mudder from you. Okay, so so that's what Shmuel is saying. So this is like a total revamp of what we're saying. Like we said before, the Mujadim Mimchah doesn't mean anything. Mujadim Mimchah actually means much more. Okay, well, let's see the run. So the bottom run. Al-Hakam Shmuel. It's about 12 lines up. The Vadi Shmuel Gufei murdered the Hanach Masnaisa Mili Mili Ketani. Yes, the prices are correct. Each price is saying that the majority of all the phrases are distinct and separate by themselves, and they work. But the Mishnah is not saying that. Alright. So let's go back. So the Ron is addressing a question. If you're telling me that Mujadim Mimchah works by itself, so why don't we just learn the Mishnah like that? Mujadim Mimchah, there's five cases. This is, and Shani Oichaloch is also, not that Shani Oichaloch is coming to modify Mujadim Mimchah. What's motivating Shmuel to learn the Mishnah not like the Braisa? The answer is that the Braisa, it says Mujadim Mimchah, Mujadim Mimchah, Mujadim Mimchah, also. So those three cases are an Issa which is multidirectional, bidirectional, and Shani Oichaloch and Shani Noimloch are Issa which are unidirectional. It's only him, us, or another person. But in the Mishnah, if it's five cases, you have five cases which you're paschaling also, three of them it's two directional, and two of them it's one directional. That's a strange thing to put in one phrase of it. And they are usher, it's wrong. You can't put it together. Hechitoni bechad usher v'lashavi. It's one usher which is not equal. The majority of mechal shnei masurim. Shani lechalak who usher mechamer mutter. So in the Mishnah, Shmuel says it can't be that. Bishlam b'masleisa ketoni usher masher sharper kolchad bechad kedine. These three are usher in both ways. These two are usher in one way. That's why it said usher twice. If the Mishnah meant five cases, it should have said the phrase also twice. Alavarai charakatani, it must be in the Mishnah, it's one. Who also bechaveru mutter, and he's also in the other person is a mutter. Shemachu kamar, the haidin alesa elab oimrish nami shenirchulok. And the Shmuel is saying, which is means both directions, but if I say Shani Yerchalok, I'm modifying it, I mean one direction, and that is also only one, only he's also. Okay. Vika the Medach Lufum Sor de Maksha Masisin Mili Mili Ketani. So according to the right now that we're understanding the Mishnah is Mili Mili. What's that mean? Shani Yerchalok stands by itself. That's not a yad. It should be also in me a kainam, like a kainam, that which I eat from him. That's a full netter. Below yad. It means like Omer kainam. Dilmadach kila master, below Mr. Cloud. Shani Yerchalok means I will eat with you. That I will eat with you. So he didn't say the word kainam. He means I will eat. I will eat with you. The word oichol means I. I think I told you once. Shalom Shadron says that the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim that Kol Dodi Doifek Hischili. So this camp thing, I got up and I opened the door for my doid and he went away. So Bershim is knocking on the door and I open the door for him and he runs away. What did I do wrong? He says, there's something strange in the phrase. He says, Kamti Ani. Translate Kamti Ani. Kamti means I got up. What's Kamti Ani? I got up. So that's the problem. The Ani, it's I got up to do it, but it was still, there's the guy with the person saying, look, I wonder why I'm not doing it. The Rosh says, very nice you came to greet me. I'm not interested. So Eichelach is translated over here, I will eat with you. And Shani Eichelach is that I will eat with you. That I will eat with you. What does that mean? How the Maimer, that's what should have said. Alvari kim domer shani, hakamer ma shani oichol mishalcha yehe ezadovin. So the reason why it's a yad is not that I mean it can't mean I'm going to eat with you, because the shani is strange. It means that which I will eat from you, something about it. So my neil, what is that kind of? It should be also. So it's not a full phrase. But it's definitely indicating that there's something going on over here. Maybe means we're talking about the act of eating. Now we're talking about a shua. I'm making a person will make a shua. I will not eat from you, or I will eat from you. Right. So Shani Yerchalok is a shua. So it's not a full shua. So it's a yad shua. Why is a yad l'netter? Shum the Shani again, Masher Shum Master Hachefitz, that which I will eat. So that's referring to the item. Dana Masher Yerchal. Okay, Gav L'Shach B'Neder B'Loy B'Shach B'Shua. So that's the Lashon of Neder, not Shua. Bim Tarmas looked around, Tain up the man the girls from a season Shani B'Loy Yud. Means that which I. Avol man the girls she'eni biyud kasha. So majority of kasha any oichaloch. I mufri from you that I cannot eat. So that phrase is an eder. I'm mutter from you that I cannot eat. It means I'm mutter from you in what way? That I cannot eat from your idols. It's not a shu'ur. But if you're saying right now that sheni oicholok is its own phrase, so very clearly it's a shu'ur. It's a yad shu'ur. I will not eat from you. Sheni oicholok. Shu'ur, sheni oicholok. That's what it is. Not an eder. Kasha, di lo yomer, here's the kainam, name of the yad the shu'ur, but l'neder. Dailish of the shu'ur, mesu nav she'echef. So that, this is a, he's talking about the action. I'm making myself ulcer on the that I will not partake of the item, but I will not partake of it. These were his good and kainam, that are who? Loyad? Elamai, the case was he said kainam, so why it is, why it's not a yad? So what was the case? Behechi Tony Law Gabi Yodis. Yesh Larmar. Larlam de Shehizka Kainam. He did say Kainam. Kilach Akim and Larmar lay Beloshin Shua, the Hainu She'eni, to make Sanaf Sheikh Epsa, Havala Yav, the Nether below Nether Gomer, the Nether Shomer Beloshin Shua, Hachi Dinai, Kimashik Safti Lamal. So the round before in Bez of the Bez brought from this discussion of a Nether Beloshin Shua, Shua Beloshin Nether, what's its status? So the question maybe doesn't work at all. He brought from the Rabban that it works, but it's only a yad. So saying a neder b'loshen shuwa, kainam she'en yoicholoch. That's not a full language of a neder, because it's a kainam mashen yoicholoch. Would have been the correct thing to say. She'en yoicholoch is a neder b'loshen shuwa. That's a neder, and that's a yad. Okay. We're using the word loch, mean fairly similar to that which is of yours, mishaloch, mishaloch. What? Without the men, right? Yeah, she'eni oichol means I will not eat. So it can't mean I will not eat you. Can I eat from? Has to be from you. Right. So that means mishalcha. Right. Zot around. Amar b'yosher b'chinah b'judanim b'mchol shneim asur. Nibin adoch hanatam mishum the masha mudr ani b'nechase b'mchol b'nechsecha. We're mudr from each other. That's what b'judanim b'mchol means. We're distanced from each other. So I and my property are mudr from you and your property. Hilchakim and the b'chlal ani have b'nechase. So what do I mean with that? I, my nechassim, can't benefit from you. I can't benefit from you. My nechassim can't benefit from you. What does that mean? They don't partake of things. What I mean to say is my nechassim should be usher on you. Okay. Something more. Sanan. There's a mishnah later on. It says, "Areni alecha cherub. I am a new cherub. Hamudar aser avu mader loy." So we're kind of what Rabbi Yosef Chanina is saying, and we're saying Shmuel agrees to that right now. That mudranim mimcha is both are aser. So areni alecha cherub should also mean the same thing. That I and my property are chayim as lashon neder are prohibited from you and your property. So, like the Ron just said, so I can't partake of your property. You and your property, I get. But how is my property usher to get benefit from your property? What does that mean? That's me. The answer is, what I mean to say is that my property is usher and you. So according to Rabbi Yosef Chanina's thought process, that case should be also both directions. Where's the Nokia? The Porsche, about the light. he said, Loi, that I'm usher in you, but you're not usher in me. Now, the Mishnah continues and says, Atalai Cherim. So, in the first case, the matter, we're saying that the one who's making that is mutter, the one who's mutter, I am on you a cherim, I'm usher in you. You can't, as far as you're concerned, I am cherim. And I'm mutter to you, but you can't get from me. Atalai cherim means you're usher in me is cherim. So then, hanoider usher, I will mutter loy. The one you're making the netter about, he's mutter. He can get better from you. You can't get better from him. So, but the more I think according to Bishop Chanina, the more it holds that case, we should say that at alai cherim means, alai means, like we're saying, means me and my nechassim. So you are a cherim to me and my nechassim. So again, I can't benefit from you. It makes sense. What does it mean my nechassim can't benefit from you? It must mean I meant to say my nechassim are also in you. So why is the other person mutter? Some more answers.
The other person mutter.
The mutter is not usher. Going the more answers in the parsha about no loch loy. See, he was mafarish, but I'm not usher in you. Okay. Worse, it's fine. Abu Stama. So it comes out that what you're saying in both scenarios, the person does not explain the second half. A is hustle from B and B is hustle from A. It was some of my shame of surah. So, according to what you're saying, if you say it stop, both are usher. But how many safer harini alecha va'atalai shame of surah? The next case of the Mishnah says, if you say both, then both are usher. It sounds like you don't, both are not usher. What we're saying right now, you say stop, both are usher. Hadenu the shneim usher. That's the case of both are usher. Hostama, who usher v'chaver mutter. If you don't say both directions, only one direction is usher. So that's the kasha and the mirsur v'chaninu. Mora says you're right. So we have to revamp Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina. Ella Hachi Itmar Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina. Mutter ani loch. The phrase loch can mean to you or mishalcha from you. Shemasur. Mudrani haimeich. Who asr chaver mutzer? Mimcha means from you only, which means that you're not asr, I'm asr. Okay, so when he said that mudrani mimcha shnei masurim, that's very specifically the lashon of mimcha. No, I'm sorry. It means not the lashon of we retain enough from mimcha to lucha. Where it says great. We're using Rabbi Chanina to explain Shmuel in the Mishnah, and we're saying if you say Mudrani Mimcha, then Shnei Masurim. Shani Yechulok, only one is us. But Mudrani Mimcha Shnei Masurim. And now we're saying that Rabbi Chanina never said that. He said Mudrani Mimcha Shnei Masurim. Mudrani Mimcha, only one is us. So how can you use Rabbi Chanina to explain Shmuel based on the way you just modified Rabbi Chanina? Mor says, "Vamastis in the Tani Haimeich Mimcha, v'kim the Vamastis in the Shmuel, but Kulan Hashiyamer Shani Tayim Loch Shani Yerchel Loch, who the Oster v'Chaver Mutra Dani Mimcha Shnei Masurim." So our answer on Shmuel, based on Rabbi Yosef Chanina, which you just proved is not—it's not really what he said. We're back to square one. We don't have an answer on Shmuel. Some more says we have to re-understand Shmuel. Now let me call to Shmuel. Let's see the rantel here. Tanan already lecha chayim second round on hayim and aluf. And what are also a matter of Vamai, but because there's a chinah name of the lecha nami kerlo chavera unuchasa. I'm usher on you and your property. Kiva Shekane, Afamadr, Litzer, Deloy, Nisichavera, Labanese, and Luyaminek, Ninu. So I'm also to you, I'm also to your property. The property has now an Isser, the karka can't benefit from me. So the karka says, stay away, I can't benefit from you. The words don't make any sense. So it must be, I mean, it's also to me. My name is the like Kerl Nami Atzmoy. Unachosov. Well, it's a mutter, the loy, Nixay Dide, Labane, is a new minadin. So, according to Rishon Hanina's understanding, which we're assuming right now, that the idea of mentioning himself and his property indicates that it has to be multi directional, so that should be true in both those cases. Simor says, you're right, scratch that. Ella, Haki, Mar, Omer, Rishon Hanina, Mujani, Lecha, Shnei Masur. The Lecha Mashma Lecha, Kerman Lechase Asurim Lecha, my items are also to you. Umashma Mishelecha, that I am Mudrani Lecha, I am Mudr from that which comes from you. Mashem Mimcha, Lamashma Hachi, Mimcha just means from you, doesn't mean to you. It says the word also once, and we said therefore it means they all are in one group. So it must be it's one case. We're learning right now that Mimcha in the Reisha, Majani Mimcha means also Majani Lecha. And that's why we have to say it's that he said Shani Yachaloch. Because if he didn't, they'd be also in both directions. The Mimcha can be exchanged with Lecha. And that's when Shmuel says you need Shani Yachal to make it one direction. The king of Sam Yosef Omer Shani Yachal, I feel he Omer Lecha, Loi Masha the Shnei Masurim. Once he says Shani Yachal, then Lecha is not both directions. As who also Chaver Mutter. Shemach and Kamer Shmuel, Hai Dektani, Tana, Madrani, Bein the Omer Haimeich, Bein Shomer Lecha, who also Chaver Mutter. Dafka, Kishomer Shani Yachal, Shani Toyim, Avli Loi Omer Hachi, Loi Shomer Haimeich, Lecha, Di Lecha Shnei Masur. The Mishnah tells me there's a case where Mimcha is only one direction, we know that, and even Lecha is also only one direction. How is that? So that's how the Ran wants to explain what's even the Havamin of this Pshat. The Mor says, you're saying a Pshat now, it's only true by Lecha, not by Mimcha. This is a Mimcha. What are you saying? Shmuel assumed that Mimcha and Lecha and the Mishnah were interchangeable. So Shmuel says, one second, Mimcha is one direction, Lecha is two directions. Must see this Lecha is one direction. How is that possible? He also said Shani Yoichel. But the Mor says, that's very nice. Shmuel, clever, the Shas lo nichele b'hachi, the Mor doesn't like this Pshat. The Mor says, Hemech Katan, didn't say Lecha, it said Mimcha. But with the body, Kusha, the Kamer Shmuel, the Latana, the Mor says, so yes, if that would be true that the case of the Mishnah was that he said also Shani Yechaloch, then Lecha and Mimcha are the same, because Mimcha is one direction and Lecha, you know, it's two directions but by itself, but Shani Yechaloch modifies it, makes it one direction, so now they're in the same. That's true. The Shul is Tumei Milsei, the Mash of the Koya Lisha the Tana, the Tani Tana Behedya, Tana Mimcha, Hameich, the Lord of the Shnei Masurim, Kach Nir Beinah. Shmuel said, you know, if you don't say Shani Yochel both are Aser, Shani Yochel makes only one Aser. What are you referring to? L'cha. The Mishnah said the word Mimcha. You say Mimcha is Lavdavka means L'cha also, but that's not what the Mishnah said. See, even if you're right that the Mishnah is Lavdavka, but you can't come along and say, well, in the case of the Mishnah, both are Aser, unless you say this. That phrase is not correct. And you sound like you're saying it as if it is correct. So Morris says, okay, we got to revamp Shmuel. Okay, Ella, Mikar the Shmuel Hachitmar. Let's go back and redo Shmuel. The Shmuel came along and said, you need Shani Yochel, Loch Shani Toim Loch. Not because it's one direction, two directions, it's not our issue right now. The issue is, time is Omer Shani Yochel, Loch, Shani Toim Loch. Who are Sir Ella Bachila? That's what Shmuel is saying. That the Mishnah is saying in one Aser, they're all the same. This is one second. Shani Yochelach is only an Aser Achila. Mujarim Mekah is an Aser Hanoah. How can you put in the same Aser? Must be the case was Mujarim Mekah, Shani Yochelach. Mor says, okay. Ihaki, and that's what Shmuel's point. Shmuel said, "Reklash Yerani Shani Yochel Shani Toim Loch." That's all he said. That was his phrase. He said those 9-10 words. Bekula Nashi Yerma means until you say this, then it sounds like it's not also at all. Now you're saying, no, it's Variyot. It's even also Bahano. Leim Shmuel Ahi V Loy Amar. Now the Rambam's Girsa. He has Lema Shmuel Hachi Ima Loy Omar Shani Oichelach Osa Filibano. Right? That the Ron changes the Girsa to not Ima Omar Elo Shani Oichelach Shani Oichelach Ein Osa Elo Bachila, but Mamash the opposite. Takes out the word Elo Ima Omar Shani Oichelach. They said also feel a bahano. If the Shmuel's point should be, you should know Mujranim and Kohen means both unless you say Shani Yochelach. Fine. So that can't be what Shmuel means. Shmuel says you're right. Allahachi. This shot that you're suggesting in Shmuel can't be true, because that's not what, if that was what Shmuel meant, he would have said a much clearer. He would have said something else totally. He would have said, Shani Yochelach also feel about Noah. That's the Mora's question. Shmuel should have said those words. He didn't say those words. So he doesn't mean that. Alachi Itmar. So scratch that pshat in Shmuel. No pshat in Shmuel. This is going to be the final pshat in Shmuel. Hachi Itmar. Time with Omer Shani Yochelach, Shani Toim Loch. Who the Osir? That it says Shani Yochel Shani Toim Loch. That creates Isir. But Omer Majani Mekol Loi Mashma the Omer Osir. It's not Osir at all. Either Bryce says that it is Osir. Yeah, there's a Tana who learns like that. Shmuel saying our Tana Mish is not learning like that. Okay. The more is going to ask how he knew that. That's more of a base. Why is that true? But Majani Mekol alone does not mean this. My timer. Because Mura Nimimcha means, I'm not going to talk to you, Mashma. That's what it means. I'm not going to deal business with you. I don't want to sit next to you. I'm distant from you. That doesn't mean this, sir. It means I'm distant from you. Right? So good. So be distant from me. But where's the Isser? Shani Yochelach means I'm distant from you in the sense that I will not eat from you. Oh, so now you're saying a language of Isher. So Lema, so Rishmol Yadayim Shem Mechichas Loi Havi Yadayim. So now he comes along and says, you know what? I meant Isher. Yeah, but that's not clear in your language. He says, Kol Yadayim Shem Mechichas. So even though you explain afterwards what you meant, but it wasn't muchach in your language, that's what you meant. So then there's no issur. It's clear what you meant. That's you didn't say kainam, so it's not a neder. It's only a yad. It's not an ikur neder. It's only a yad, but it's clear. Yadayim mechichus. So Shmuel holds yadayim shenem mechichus lo have yadayim. So he says, yeah, that's what Shmuel holds. And the more Zilik say, and this is Mechoges Tanoim. And Shmuel learns a Mishnah like the Tana, which holds you need a Yadayim Mechichas. The more is going to ask me, why did Shmuel learn like that? And that's the more discussion like it. Okay.